other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. Alex is on assignment out in Dallas. He may be calling in later in the program. I am Jason Burmes sitting in. And now we go to our latest guest, Gary Lachman, who's actually a musician turned writer. He is one of the founding members of Blondie, one of the guitar players there. His latest book is Politics and the Occult, The Right, the Left, and the Radically Unseen. How are you today, Gary?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. So why do you choose this subject matter? Why do you start going into not only the occult, but politics and how they intertwine?
Well, it's something that I've been interested in for a while. There's quite a few books written about it, but mostly from the perspective of Hitler and the Nazis, rather sensational sort of books. And generally the attitude towards it is that any sort of encounter between politics and the occult or mysticism or the esoteric tends to be on the far right of the spectrum. And it tends to give esotericism or any interest in the occult or occultism a kind of bad reputation from one point of view. And what I wanted to do was to show that while there is that's certainly a part of it, that doesn't cover all the bases. There's actually a progressive, you could call a left or liberal connection between politics and the occult. And I wanted to show that was the case. And also, another thing that I wanted to point out was that both sides, say the far left and the far right, they actually come together in their detestation of modernity, of the modern world. Both of them abhor modernity almost for the same reasons. They have very different approaches of how to deal with it, but they seem to meet. So that struck me as a very ironic thing.
Well, before we get into the left, right, and their different flavors of the occult, you mentioned Hitler and the Nazis. And Hitler really did believe that symbols like the SS logo and the swastika, which was really a sun symbol, which he adopted and put into a white, red, and black color scheme, did give his political power or his political party power as well as his warmongering.
Well, I mean, the swastika has been around for quite some time. It's an ancient symbol. It goes back to Neolithic times. There's cave paintings with it and cave etchings. And there's a long-standing myth that if it's turned in the clockwise direction, it's good, and if it's turned in the opposite, I forget which it is, but it turns up going both ways, clockwise and anti-clockwise. And the myth was that Hitler had taken it the anti-clockwise way, which was the evil way. But that's sort of a myth. No, I think Hitler was very astute about the power that symbols and myths have over people and how they can reach down below the critical conscious, the conscious mind, and sort of just get you, down in your gut. And also, in the Vienna of Hitler's early days, before he became the Chancellor of Germany in the early 30s, when he was a starving artist in Vienna, there was a magazine called Astara, if I recall correctly, that was a anti-Semitic, anti-Marxist, anti-democratic, pretty much anti-everything except sort of white, conservative Viennese, culture. And it used swastika as its symbol. So it was something that was around. I mean, you find it in a lot of different contexts. And in many ways, it's a sad thing that it's so completely associated with Hitler and the Nazis now that it's completely unredeemable.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what everybody that I know would associate the swastika with. A lot of people don't understand it was used by Native Americans and many other cultures, again, as a sun symbol. When we come back, I want to discuss the right-wing flavor of the occult and then get into the left-wing flavor, but really how these people don't present themselves to the public as occultists and they really hide their true religion. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes sitting in.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose. Don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. We're streaming on PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com, being broadcast with all our great affiliates across the nation. Gary Lachman is our guest. His book, Politics and the Occult, The Right, the Left, and the Radically Unseen. We just discussed Hitler and the Nazis' use of the SS symbols, the swastika, and their belief in the occult. Let's take it to the United States, not only the United States, but kind of European leaders also go to places like the Bohemian Grove, and really the white Anglo-Saxon crowd is recruited in colleges like Yale and others with groups like Book and Snake and, of course, the infamous Skull and Bones. What have you, I mean, you look at Bohemian Grove, they seem to have this owl as a mascot. Some people interpret it as Moloch, others don't. But they also have a Buddha or a Maitreya figure there. They have St. John of Maple Nook. What do you think they're doing up there in the Grove?
Well, to tell you the truth, I know about Bohemian Grove. I've read a bit about it, but I don't really cover it in the book. So it's not really my patch. So to tell you the truth, I haven't the slightest idea.
So would you consider that stuff the right wing aspect? I mean, that's where, you know, Bush, his father go.
Yeah. Well, traditionally the right wing aspect of sort of politics and the occult it's linked to tradition. Mm-hmm. And it's a response to the rise of the modern world, which mostly means either the rise of democracy or the rise of some form of socialism of left kind of thinking, which generally is a form of leveling. It levels out sort of the social hierarchies. It gets rid of the aristocracy. It gets rid of the monarchy. It gets rid of the king, the queen, and all those people that are in a hierarchical higher level than the common person. And this was something that was completely feared by many traditional thinking people in Europe. That's the area that I cover in the book mostly. And again, as I said, this is a response. Even though it's happened throughout the last few centuries, I start in the early 1600s with the appearance of the non-appearance actually of a group called the Rosicrucians, and they're an mm-hmm. example of progressive kind of what we would call sort of left occult political thinking. But with the rise of the modern world, with the breakdown of the hierarchy, the loss of religion as a very strong element in society, many groups reacted to that, and they reacted in the way that they saw different forms of esotericism, different forms of sort of mysticism or occult thinking. This was a place where that notion of tradition was still alive, and it was still viable. And so they sort of took elements from that. And again, I don't really do conspiracy theories, and I don't really do the kind of what's going on in the back room sort of thing. I basically looked at history, upfront history that's available, in books that you can get. And, mm-hmm. and you can find it. You can find the influence, or you can find where people with an occult bent were involved in politics, or where certain occultists or certain people that were esoteric thinkers tried to take their ideas and to put them into practice in politics or social theory. And again, this is a response to the modern world. It's an anti-egalitarian, anti-democratic, anti-socialist or communist or anything that is sort of supporting the idea of getting rid of the hierarchy. So that's, in many ways, I don't know if that's what's going on in Bohemian Grove or, mm-hmm. Skull and Bones and all that sort of thing, but I wouldn't be surprised, although I would say it wouldn't necessarily be a religious one. It would probably be more, of an economic one, a financial one.
What are some of these modern examples?
And, maintain their position in power.
Well, what are some of these modern examples, then, of what you consider the left and the occult, some of the organizations or the people?
Well, it's historical. If you look at somebody like the Theosophical Society, which was started mm-hmm. in 1875 by Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, this wild, eccentric Russian woman who, after a crazy life, packed with, enough life for a dozen people, wound up in New York in 1875. She herself wasn't so much directly involved with this, but her successor, a woman named Annie Besant, who was in England a major socialist. She was a Fabian. The Fabians were a early socialist think tank, more or less, in late 19th, early 20th century England. And Annie Besant was one of those. She was for women's rights. She was for, free love. She was for better working conditions for working people. There was a famous strike called the Match Girl Strike that she was involved in, that she was put into jail for and all that. She got involved in theosophy and really threw herself into it. And theosophy, as you probably know, it gets a great deal of its philosophy, its ideas from India, from Indian thought, from mm-hmm. the mystic East. And so she went to India, and she became actually, hands-on involved in Indian independence, getting rid of the Raj, India for India. And also involved with that was reintroducing to the Indian people a great deal of their heritage that had been lost while they were under the British rule, things like the Bhagavad Gita or the Upanishads, all these great works of Indian Hindu mysticism and spirituality. The Indian people of the time were more or less ignorant of those because they've been brought up under British rule, and she reintroduced that to them. So there you have an example of someone, working for the national identity of an indigenous people, which is a very progressive left sort of idea, and also their independence. So again, this is something that was, really it was there. It wasn't hidden. It wasn't secret. It was something that was, you know, right up front. And that even fascinates me more because, I mean, I tend not to go down the conspiracy theory route because it's such a can of worms. You know, once you open them up, once you open that door, there's lots of other doors to open. And I feel you can get lost in it and you never quite arrive anywhere. So I decided at the beginning, okay, I'm not going to go that way, but I'm just going to show you can trace in history where there have been times when I keep saying occult politics, but in many ways it's, you know, it's a religious, it's a spiritual, it's a politics that's motivated by sort of high ideals rather than, say, the utilitarian politics of, you know, okay, economy and making sure everybody's got enough to eat and, you know, the sort of more pragmatic politics that we, you know, we're more familiar with. This occult politics has to do with this kind of transcendental view of human nature and how, you know, society should be motivated by these high ideals. And in both sides of the fence, both the left and the right, there have been different groups who have tried to, introduce that. You know, there's people that say, like, you know, the states, the United States themselves. I mean, I live in London now, but I grew up in the states. You know, the founding fathers were all Masons, and there was a whole Masonic set of ideas that was involved in the origin of the states. And there's even books written about how Washington D.C. is, you know, laid out according to these sort of astrological Masonic ideas. And again, it's true. I mean, the whole ideas about the brotherhood of man, a certain kind of egalitarianism, a certain sense of you know, people helping each other and personal freedom and religious tolerance. These were all ideas that were in the air, as it were.
Let me stop you. You keep saying, you know, this is all about individual freedoms and really the betterment of humanity through this whole thing. If that is the case, then why don't these people come out as occultists? Why is it that they pose as Christian conservatives?
What I'm saying, they are out. I'm saying I'm sure other books probably deal with the guys in the back room, you know, with the shades.
But you keep saying conspiracy. Hold on, let me stop you for a second. Let me stop you because you keep saying conspiracy theories and people in the back room. Yeah. You know, I'm holding their own annals. I can name the members. I mean, they've taken pictures with the organization.
Yeah.
They're openly members. People like Newt Gingrich, who propose themselves as Christian conservatives, are members of the occult. I'm sure you've come across dozens, if not hundreds, of names.
What do you mean by members of the occult? The occult.
Wouldn't you consider? Hold on. Yeah, but wouldn't you consider a society that openly does rituals to their deity an owl? And again, this is inscribed in the.
As I said, and I basically said this when your producer got in touch with me. I said, I don't do conspiracy theories. It's
Gary, you keep saying conspiracy theory. I'm showing their pictures in their own books with their own words. So where is the conspiracy theory in that? I mean, I don't know how that's different than you quoting Blavatsky.
Well, look, I'm not going to have a shouting match with you. You know, I've given up an evening to do this. You know, I'm happy to watch the news. The thing is that I don't know anything about it. So you could ask me questions about them, and I can't give you an intelligent
answer. But you're saying that all these people are openly occultists.
If you read the book, if you looked at the book, you'd know what I talked about. And I'm happy to talk about
Well, I would be happy to read the book. I'm sorry, I'm substituting on the show today, and I just got thrown you.
I didn't realize that. So, I mean, I'm happy to talk about anything in the book, but I don't want to talk about something I don't know anything about.
But again, you're saying that all these people are out in the open. You're saying that all these people.
I don't know anything about them.
But Gary, you're saying, in your own words, that all these people are out in the open when the very meaning of the term occult is hidden, is it not?
It's hidden, but it's hidden in the same way that. You know, when the Earth passes between the rays of the sun and the moon is eclipsed. It's occluded. So, I mean, you could take out any, you know, book on, you know, history of theosophy, and you can read, or any biography of Annie Besant, and you'll find this out about her. Just like you can find out about someone like a fellow named Julius Evola, who was an Italian occultist and esotericist in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, who wrote books about a variety of different esoteric ideas, and he tried to influence first Mussolini and then Hitler. And he had certain ideas about a spiritual kind of elite and a spiritual aristocracy and how society should be based on that and so on and so on. So he's out in the open. I mean, these things are there. I mean the sense out in the open is that you do the research you'll
well, you know, I'm pretty well versed in people like Manly P. Hall that have written about this, Nicholas Roerich. They are definitely out in the open, but I find more often than not, those involved in the modern occult are not so. I want to get into what you think their end game is after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years.
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give than the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audiobook on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes sitting in. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Our guest is Gary Lachman. He's the author of Politics and the Occult, The Right, The Left, and The Radically Unseen. I guess I want to ask you, Gary, you keep talking about a progressive elite that are into the occult. If they get their way, what does the world look like? What are they working towards?
It's not like there's one group. It's I give a variety of different examples of of a more left-oriented or progressive interest in the occult that was, you know, linked up with politics. And I gave you one there, Annie Besant, who was...
Yeah, but in the beginning you said...
Let me answer your question.
Sure.
I gave you one, Annie Besant, who was involved in Indian independence. It's a historical book. It's about history. I start in the 1600s. I go up to, you know, just sort of... I mean, the last people I talk about are the Christian fundamentalists involved in the Left Behind series of
okay.
books in the States that are big, you know, bestsellers and all that. But, you know, if you look at something like early 20th century England, where I just talked about the Fabians, you had a whole, just before World War One, you had a whole slew of sort of ideas that would later become, you know, rediscovered in the 1960s, which when everybody thinks, you know, mysticism and yoga and, you know, a variety of different kind of occult or esoteric practices were discovered. I mean, people were doing those in the 19th century. They were doing them in the early 20th century. But when they were doing the early 20th century, especially here in England, you know, where I'm living now, they were associated with these very progressive ideas, like free love was one of them, white education, religious tolerance, social tolerance, a breakdown of the class system. But if you want to go to, those people involved in that, there wasn't like one group who had an agenda to go and, you know, sort of, you know, pursue in politics. But if you go earlier, say, in the late 18th century, which is sort of the heyday of Freemasonry, when, especially in Central Europe, in German-speaking countries, you had, this is, you know, with the Illuminati come out of that time. It's got
sure.
nothing to do with the film with Tom Hanks. You have famous people like Mozart, you have people like the German poet Goethe, and many other very influential thinkers and writers who were really involved in this Masonic notion of, again, of religious tolerance, of racial tolerance, of sexual tolerance. There were that's when you started to have Masonic groups that allowed women in. They allowed Jews and Christians would sit side by side at these Masonic meetings. And there was an idea that if these notions, if these ideas of the brotherhood of man and this kind of individual freedom and social tolerance were they to spread, there would be a new age in Europe. Now, unfortunately, what happened is a lot of those ideas got fed into a lot of the radical groups involved at the beginning of the French Revolution. And it went completely out the window. You know, it went from this fantastic dawn of a new age to, you know, to the terror when, you know, people were getting, you know, their heads chopped off left and right all over Paris. And all of those hopes were dashed. They just kind of, people just, they just said, oh, this has turned into a nightmare. And then out of that, you get a new right-wing sort of Masonic sensibility coming up as a reaction to sort of, you know, the terror, as a reaction to the revolutionary sensibility. So I mean, if I wanted to pocket it in two different ways, I would say the progressive people that have brought esoteric ideas into politics, what they'd like to do is create the kind of, as I said, socially, religious, gender tolerant society that we give a lot of lip service to these days, but, you know, the pluralistic.
We only have about 90 seconds left, Gary. In the beginning of the interview, you said that the left and the right seem to converge on this same idea. Is this the one that you're talking about?
No, the left and the right, they come together because they both hate the modern world. They both find the modern world evil for different reasons.
But are they pushing for different things, as I'm asking?
From the right point of view, it's the complete loss of tradition. It's the leveling of society. It's the whole loss of any kind of hierarchy. It's the loss of any kind of order of rank, where anything goes, you know. And from the left position, it's the rise of capitalism. It's the rise of laissez-faire. It's the rise of, basically every man out for himself. And the duping of the masses through things like the culture industry and, you know, television and popular entertainment and all that sort of thing. So both of them, both sides.
Gary, let me just stop you just for a second. One last question. I mean, thank you for your time. Gary, are you an occultist?
No, I don't practice anything. I'm a historian and a philosopher.
Okay, thank you very much. The book is Politics. Politics and the Cult, the Right, the Left, and the Radically Unseen. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. I'm Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's HealForGood.com.
This is the end. Yeah, we are back streaming live over PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. I'm Jason Burmes sitting in for Alex Jones. Alex out on assignment. What a guest right there. Gary Lachman. I would have had him on for longer, but he kept cutting me off. He wouldn't let me ask questions. Okay, he was giving this self-righteous attitude that I was bringing up conspiracy theories. Now, if we can get to the document, Cam, and I'll read this for the viewers over here. I'd like them to see that this annal of the Bohemian Club that I got off of eBay clearly states in its inscription right here, by the way, William Randolph Hearst, the member, just occult things all over his property, to our tutelary deity. Can we not get the, there we go, the owl. This book is a reverently and affectionately inscribed. Their deity. Please look at that. Now, you look through this book. I'm just going to thumb through it really quick. I'm going to try to find the Montezuma play where they actually do mock human sacrifices. Now, that's not the cremation of care ceremony. This is separate. This is, there's the old man in the tree. See, they have rituals and they have quote-unquote plays that they do. And remember, it's an all-male club, so they get dressed up. Here it is right here. And they get dressed up in drag. Now, what you see here is three separate gentlemen holding down a sacrifice as the high priest with a sun symbol on his head. Notice that there. And remember, this guy's talking about earth worship. He's talking about sun worship. But then he denies that anybody in the occult actually hides the fact that they are in the occult. And he keeps talking about this modern progressive society. I got news for you, folks. When people are talking about a new age, that's globalization. That's new world order. And they always try to wrap it in, oh, it's going to be better for humanity. We're going to be more tolerant. We're going to be a better society. No, what it really means is consolidation of power by psychopathic elitists. They've been doing this for hundreds of years, if not thousands. And, you know, the Theosophic Society, you want to know about the Theosophic Society, folks? This is what you do. You go to Infowars.com and you get the America's Secret Beginnings series. Now, he admitted in the interview that, yes, Washington, D.C. is laid out by the occult, by occultic symbols. Yet most mainline Masons will still deny that to this day. Now, he admitted to it. But he thinks it's all a good thing, and he's a philosopher, apparently. I wouldn't be surprised if he's taken part in what I would call pagan ritual. So get to Infowars.com. Get the entire America's Secret Beginning series. I think you get all three for $44.95. You can go to Infowars.com right now and get Truth Rising, Endgame, The Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, and a free t-shirt, either the one I'm wearing here, which is, I believe, the End the Fed t-shirt, which is a great one, or the Obama InfoWars t-shirt, all for $44.95. And for even less, for $39.95, you get 12 months of PrisonPlanet.tv, all of the broadcasts, all of the podcasts, all of our movies. Remember, I've got a movie coming out in February, Invisible Empire. Go check out the trailer. That one's due out February 12th. I'm really excited about this picture. That one is really the killer of this notion that these people are our friends, that they're trying to build a better society. No, my movie exposes the fact that they are in the occult, that they do want one world government, that they do want to cull a massive percentage of us, that they do want to tax us for breathing with a carbon tax, that they have been doing this openly, in government documents, in books, in speeches, for well over 100 years. Hitler talked about a new world order. George Bush Sr. talked about a new world order. Gordon Brown and Tony Blair talk about a new world order. All right, I said I'd take your calls. Let's jump to the callers. They've been holding a long time. Let's go to Randy in Georgia. Randy, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Well, actually, I am 7 months pregnant, and I know Alex Jones said in Texas that that the state kept the blood in a blood bank from the newborn.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to, you know, because I never read over, like, the privacy practices and all those things, so I decided to read it this time because, you know, I've been doing the research, like, with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and, you know, listening in about the vaccines and all those other things, so I really don't want to get my second child vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I was reading in the privacy practices, and basically what they're saying is that they have from A to O in their policies that they can send out your information without leaving your consent. So, and I just thought that was really funny, and I called up to the hospital to see if I can get a waiver. I got to run around like 8 times
mm-hmm.
and still haven't been able to talk to anybody. And I just thought that was pretty interesting.
Well, they do this across the board, Randy. I mean, you look at Australia, they had to come clean a couple years ago that they had been, you know, databasing everybody's DNA since the 70s. You look at the police in this country, you're supposed to give up your fingerprints, but if you're not convicted of anything, you're supposed to get those back. Those are in a database somewhere. They openly want to create a medical database under this healthcare bill. They're coming for you, and they will give you the runaround. They don't want you to have any kind of personal privacy. They want to take your humanity away from you. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the line.
Well, Jason, this
ClimateGate being investigated by Penn State. It's one of those universities that's involved with the Department of Energy's Atmospheric Science Program. Just Google that, and you'll see that they last updated it November 12th. It says in the very first paragraph up top that their primary goal is the, quote, aerosol radiative forcing of the climate. And so, and that's a quote, and so Penn State is among the universities involved in contracting with the Department of Energy to cause global warming and counteract the cooling. And that article, the articles are on Prison Planet, I know, regarding
that. So, Chris, what are you saying? You think that this Penn State investigation is going to be a show trial, that, in fact, this investigation is going to be a whitewash and it's actually going to prove the opposite? They're going to try to prove the opposite so they can maintain their funding and the global warming fraud?
Well, not if we keep these quackademics on the run. I mean, it's great news that they're on their toes now, and these witch hunters of humanity are in retreat. But, you know, with this climate gate and the troop escalations and more war and murder, they're the ones who are threatening to make this world even more of a hell. And, you know, it's like another, as they admit, another religion. They're seeking to recruit those who are going to be feel guilty for not obeying a penalty of burning, and their planet's going to be turned into a hell, and that's what they'll do if they don't get their way. So, you know, we got them on the run right now, and that's the way we got to keep them, and exposing these facts, you know, bringing the false left and false right to walk through these gates off the reservation, and maybe we'll accomplish something.
Absolutely, Chris. We do have to keep them true to their word. We have to demand not only an investigation, but a prosecution and then punishment as well. I appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Chris in Idaho. Chris, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. I just want to say thanks. I appreciate everything you and Alex are doing for the Freedom Front, and we will win this fight. I just wanted back to what your guest was talking about. You know, you guys call it the occult and everything. I mean, why don't you just what these people are. They're Luciferian worshipers, you know.
But that doesn't fit into his paradigm. You know, he'll never mention that a lot of these quote-unquote paganists and these occultists, even though occult obviously means hidden knowledge, would have anything to do with Lucifer, unless Lucifer is being portrayed as the light and knowledge. And then maybe he would talk about it, but not as an entity that is encouraging people to do as thou wilt.
Well, you know, I like what he said where, you know, people obviously don't like to talk about things that they don't know about. So, you know, that's pretty open-minded. But anyway, you know, I've done research on this, started with the NWO and the Illuminati and, you know, One World Government. And it led me to the occult side and all that and the Freemasons. And it's just confusing to anyone who tries to pick apart the pieces. But
and, you know, I encourage people to go check out the book. Which one is it? We carry it here. It's by John Robison, and it really tells an insider's view of the Illuminati. He's an unapologetic Mason, but he sees this group infiltrating the Masonic lodges in Europe and really blows the lid off of Weishaupt and his sect of the Illuminati. We carry it over here at Infowars.com. Go check it out. It's by John Robison. I thank you for the call. I want to shift gears for a moment here. We'll go back to your calls in a moment. We have Catherine Austin Fitz coming up in the final hour to discuss the economy, but I want to show these clips off of the CBC's Fifth Estate regarding really what was the fairest mainstream piece, the fairest mainstream piece for 9/11 truth yet, and then show you some documents further debunking people like Jimmy Meggs, Entertainment Weekly superstar turned popular mechanics editor, being proven wrong again and again and again and again. So if we could start off with that clip where we have the two clips, it starts at the 1 minute marker and then the 8 minute marker. We've got John Farmer admitting that the 9/11 Commission was a whitewash. We've got Jimmy Meggs being called out on the fact that air defense does train for hijackings and much more. So let's hit the clip.
And senior counsel John Farmer established the timeline that day. He says by misleading the public to hide incompetence on September 11th, the U.S. government unwittingly triggered the truth movements.
I tell you where I have a degree of empathy, and that is I think when you have a situation as we had here where the official government version of what happened doesn't square with reality and leaves people scratching their heads, then people's minds run crazy. And,
all right, let's stop it right
varying
there.
Varying degrees,
and then he starts saying how controlled demolition is not a possibility. Now, let's focus on what he did just say. He just said that the official government version of 9/11 does not square with reality. Is it time for a new investigation yet? Is it time for the mainstream media to stop slandering 9/11 truth yet? When John Farmer, the man who put together the timeline, admits it's a lie, it's a whitewash. We played segments of Fabled Enemies, my latest film on 9/11, on the Sunday show, where Max Cleland was forced to resign. He had to resign because they wouldn't even let him see the documents. This was a commissioner on the 9/11 report. He had to leave. John Farmer admits it's a lie. The two co-chairs, as they laugh, also in Fabled Enemies, Thomas Keene and Lee Hamilton, write a book together called Without Precedent, where they talk about indictments of the FBI and others, and they're joking about it. It's hilarious. Oh, yeah, of course they lied to us. All right, let's go to this next clip in that one right there. Can we hit that next clip? This is the CBC. Bob McEwen, who does a lot of journalism here in the United States, did a really fair piece called The Unofficial Story. So check this out.
Cell phone or feedback phone. He went back and forth. But he's...
You guys are a minute off. It's a minute before that. It's 8 minutes. 8 minutes. Sorry about that, folks. That right there, he's describing the Barbara Olson phone calls. Now, what do we know about the Barbara Olson phone calls? Barbara Olson was a commentator on CNN. She supposedly called her husband, who was the Solicitor General at the time, twice from her cell phone, where she was the one that talked about hijackers with box cutters. That's where the only information comes out. So let's hit the clip.
Okay. Now, does he usually say that to his mother? Probably not.
According to Dudney, it was a slip-up and clear proof the call wasn't from her son.
Have you been in touch with his mother?
Nope.
Her name's Alice Hoagland. And she says, in fact, that was one of the things that they would do on the phone. Just kidding. Because he was the up-and-coming young businessman.
Yeah,
and
well,
when he called her, she says, that's the way he sometimes introduced himself.
Well, that just means that they've done a better job.
But here, too, there are unanswered questions. For instance, what's perhaps the most famous call that day? From television commentator Barbara Olson on board American Flight 77, headed to the Pentagon, to her husband Ted Olson, then Solicitor General of the U.S.
He told CNN that she had called him that morning from Flight 77, called him twice, talked to him for about a minute each time. He was uncertain whether it was cell phone or feedback phone. He went back and forth. But he said she reported that there were hijackers on the planes and they were armed with knives and box cutters. The only reported call that mentioned box cutters. So that shows you how important these calls from Barbara Olson were, because everybody knows the hijackers had box cutters.
All right, let's stop it right there.
Unresolved issue.
You know, he looks at it and he says, well, that's true. That's true. She never did make those calls. In fact, play it right from there. Show them right now. Again, the FBI confirms those calls were never made. Hit it. Can we hit that spot?
Ted Olson told the FBI his wife phoned twice that morning, calls lasting about a minute apiece. But in a 9/11 court case, FBI evidence was that Barbara Olson attempted just one phone call from Flight 77, which lasted 0 seconds.
Only got two choices. Either Ted Olson was duped by fake calls, or he just made it up. He lied. Either way, the official story is based on a lie. And thus far, we have been unable to get a single newspaper or magazine or TV station in the United States to report this, which the FBI reported in 2006.
All right, let's pull that clip. Now, the next point we're going to be making, we're going to show you Jim Meggs of Popular Mechanics. All the quote-unquote debunkers, or those who refuse to look at 9/11 truth, always cite Popular Mechanics debunked that years ago. It doesn't matter if I went on national radio and television and debated the Popular Mechanics guys on the fifth anniversary of 9/11, owned them for an hour, disproved their lies. They're sticking to their stories. They're going to continue with their propaganda. In fact, I was supposed to be on later that day against them on Glenn Beck. We've been booked for over 2 weeks. Of course, we got canceled, and Glenn Beck let Jim Meggs propagate his lies. So let's go to this portion of the clip from the CBC with Popular Mechanics and Jim Meggs.
But nothing more daunting than 9/11 and questions like, where was the Air Force?
it is hard for mere laymen to understand how the biggest, most extensive military in the world could not have got fighters in the air that morning faster than it did.
You know, it's really interesting. The conspiracy theorists, one of the very common mistakes they make is what I call the myth of hypercompetence. They've seen too many movies. They have this idea that the minute a plane goes off course, three, you know, fighter jets are scrambled on its tail within seconds. It doesn't actually work that way. They're assuming that the air defenses were competent to fight this kind of threat. They weren't. They should have been better prepared for it. They should have thought about it. They should have trained for it.
But they do train for it. That's all they train for.
Not for planes originating inside the U.S. The air defense system was set up for outside threats, planes or missiles or other things coming in from overseas.
Yeah. All right, let's just stop them right there. Bob McEwen should have stopped him and said, that is a lie. In my hands, and hopefully you can zoom in on the document cam in the final moments of this segment, you can see clearly that on 10-21, 2000, they had an inside hijacking. It's right there. Amalgam Virgo had an inside hijacking right there. These aren't outside threats. These originated in our country. Yet another lie from Popular Mechanics. Doesn't matter that they have the drill Amalgam Virgo with Bin Laden on the cover. And they're running a suicide mission to ram that plane into the Capitol building. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. Alex out on assignment. I'm Jason Burmis. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Finishing up on the 9/11 points, I just want to point out once again, As these guys almost 5 years ago now set out to quote-unquote debunk 9/11 truth, their lies are stale and unproven. We look at this document from Team 8 of the FBI, and you can clearly see that we drilled inside hijackings, hitting inside targets with suicide missions. Then, on the day before 9/11, and the day before that, they're running hijackings out of New York City. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes sitting in. I also want to mention that if you don't think you were track, traced, and databased prior to 9/11, how about WikiLeaks releasing all sorts of pager and cell phone documents from text messages on from the morning of 9/11 itself, 3 a.m. to 3 a.m., 24 hours of texts that, again, predate the supposed police state that was brought in via the Patriot Act, via the Military Commissions Act, via the lies and the pretext of 9/11. Yet somehow all of these private emails, texts, and pager data are available. How would that be possible without some kind of a tracking, tracing, and database system being set up before 9/11? Now Congress may actually probe over this WikiLeaks release because they know that it may hurt them. All right, let's take a couple other callers. Then we have Catherine Austin Fitz on the program for an entire hour to discuss the global economic meltdown. I mean, it is here, full force, gold hitting record prices today. Go to MidasResources.com right now before it's too late. It's over $1,200 an ounce, folks. Only 12 months ago, it sat around $800. I urged my stepfather and my mother to get into gold. I said, this is the one investment that you can count on. All right, let's go to Stephen in Texas. Stephen, you're online.
Yeah, hey, good afternoon, Jason. Hey, aren't you basking in the global warming today?
Yeah, it's so warm here in Texas. It's actually cooling off. It's around 45, 50 degrees, so it's still quite a step up from New York. But let's face it, Stephen, the documents show it. They lied. We have the lead scientist stepping down. We have investigations going on at Penn State and a possible congressional investigation being proposed by James Inhofe, asking Barbara Boxer, who is a total globalist and an unapologetic, you know, climate change promoter, we're the evil ones. Let's see if she does it. Let's see if she steps up to the plate. What we need to do is focus on going after our state officials, our federal representatives, and saying we're not going to stand for it. The lie has been exposed.
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up on what I called you about. You're on your show the other day, the Sunday evening. I did have it confirmed. Yeah, I was terminated by that one insurance company because of the email I sent to this customer about Obama. You know, I don't know what, you know, that has to do with business since I never said anything about business, but, you know, that's the way it is. And the other thing is, remember I brought up about how the Federal Reserve Board and the U.S. Treasury are overseeing the anti-money laundering laws?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is, this is tied into drug running. Now think about this. Who's the number one importer of drugs into the United States?
Unfortunately, it's our own shadow government apparatus as exposed in the Iran-Contra scandal and as proven today as we give Warlord and Karzai's brother millions of dollars over the last 8 years to support the opium trade.
And yet here, the same shadow government is saying, we're going to go after the people that are running the drugs. Yeah, right.
It's absolutely laughable, Stephen. I thank you for the call. Again, we have Catherine Austin Fitz coming on. I know a lot of you are excited out there. Got a lot of emails, a lot of phone calls asking her to come on to this program. So we're going to break down the entire global economic market with her over the next hour. We're going to talk Dubai. We're going to talk the dollar. We're going to talk gold. And again, it's record numbers today. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.